When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the final episode of the podcast. Ye terrifying Haruspexians, pull up a throne and pull on some sacred herba sacra, for thou is't in the presence of a Hermes Trismegistus de Nosure. Yes, it's me, Clinton Baptiste, clairvoyant, medium and psychic, laying down my tunic for you to traverse the puddle of the mundane as you enter Series 4, Episode 6 of Clinton Baptiste's Paranormal Podcast. Now, can I just take this opportunity to say Nature Proud is a natural treatment using real Malaysian ginseng, available for just £56 for 12 tablets. And whilst every effort is made to ensure the product works, can I just say, Clinton Baptist cannot be held responsible for, you know, night sweats, headaches and flipping floppy bonkons that don't last all that long. I mean, whilst Nature Proud uses potent natural ingredients, it cannot work miracles if your partner is frankly not making much effort and appearing on Zoom or Skype or whatever in what looks like a grey cape a school librarian might wear. And once more, Clinton Baptiste is not responsible for its effectiveness and has no intention of coughing up refunds simply because you've let yourself go a bit in your relationship. Thank you. And before I take you to some of the uniquely mysterious people I've spoken to this week, let's have our spirit readings. Susan! Susan! In Bexley Heath! Spirit's excited. It can see a short-edged schnauzer, my love. I'll leave that there. Respond as you will. Simon Hales in Greenock! Do you remember that wild clubbing holiday, Simon? In Greece, 19 years ago, where you parted with that stunning local girl, said she was on the pill. I bet even now you think about that week. Well, Simon, you'll be thinking about it a lot more after Monday, the 3rd of May, when a new 18-year-old apprentice, Stavros, comes in. Lovely surprise for you, Simon. And finally, just time to tell you that Yvonne in North Wales, you'll be glad to know your dead nan's been a contestant on Ted Rogers' Dead 321 up there in Sky Dead Plus One. She just won the motor caravan, bless her. She's dead chuffed. Literally. Let's see what we can expect from our final show of the series. Well, we'll be speaking to none other than TV's Psychic Sally. We'll be having quite an in-depth, serious discussion with Darren Brown, the conjurer, and frankly, he's just an illusionist, that's all he does. A discussion about Scotland, its myths. And finally, well, a sort of making up with our old friend, Ramon.
Hello.
Hello, is that Psychic Sally?
Daddy speaking. Who's that?
Hello, Sally. It's Clinton Baptiste. We met at Yuri Geller's summer party. Do you
Clinton Baptiste.
Yeah.
I remember Yuri Geller's party. Could just remind. Oh, Clinton.
Yeah, a long blonde hair I've got. I'm a clairvoyant medium psychic.
Oh, yes, I do remember now. You've got the gift, or haven't you? How on earth did you get my number? That's a bit cheeky, darling. How did you get my number?
I was assured by Alicia Dixon it was all right for me to ring you.
Well, okay. Well, very well, my love. Can I help you? What is it you wanted?
Yeah. I don't know if you recall at the party, I did ask you about the prospect of supporting you on your tour next year.
Oh, I do remember that conversation. How could I forget that?
Yeah.
it's very sweet of you. You know I support everyone in this business.
I know you do.
People are just trying to get on, my darling, aren't they?
Yeah,
But the thing is, it's like, you know, I think Doris Stokes once said, too many ghosts spoil the host. And I think that actually, darling, I don't really think there's going to be a place for you on my tour. I think it's very sweet of you and everything. Right. And I do support everyone in this business.
I know you do. And I'll do a full 40 minutes. I'm just thinking maybe...
you see, my lovely, it's not up to me. It's up to... You know my lovely husband Stanton, love of my life.
So I could sort of put it in writing to you, or
it's up to him because he does all the money stuff and stuff.
Right.
I'll be honest, he wouldn't be very happy with. I think you were talking about taking quite a big cut, weren't you, my darling?
Well, not really. I was just saying. I did mention at the time. I said it was just something like arbitrary 20%, but maybe a contribution towards my petrol. Well, yeah, it was 15% just for doing the first half.
No, I'm really sorry, darling. You know, my husband, I mean, I don't even remember him that night. He was with me. He's got a bit of a temper, and if it feels somebody's sort of persisting with something, he does actually lose his temper a little bit. And when I've said no to something, he can get a little bit hot under the collar, and I don't want him to get nasty with you, Clinton. Do you understand that? And so, you know, he can be a little bit erratic, and I don't know what would happen to you, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean?
15%,
as I said, my husband's got a little bit of a temper, and if he thinks you're slightly persisting with me when I've said no, he can get a little bit hot under the collar, darling.
Right.
I don't want him to get nasty with you. Do you know what I'm saying, darling? I don't want him to get nasty with you.
No.
And you are persisting about this.
Right.
And I don't really want you to support me on tour. And it's not just because of the money. Because there's not really room for it. So, honestly, please, please don't bother me again.
Right. Just a 12%, though. If it were 12% plus contribution toward... Right.
No, you're really getting on my nerves a little bit now, actually. Because I've told you, darling, I'm supporting everybody in this business as best I can.
I know
you might have a little talent for doing it, love, but get off my patch and don't bother me again.
Right.
Because my husband's going to have to do something about it, you know what I'm saying? So listen, love, I'm going to have to put the phone down now.
12%
No, it doesn't matter how much... Doesn't matter about the percentage, you stupid.
Right.
No, I've told you not to persist, right?
Just a 10%, though. If I were just to come back with a 10%.
I don't like losing my temper. It's not in me. It's not naturally in me to lose my temper.
Right.
So don't f-ing bother me again.
Well, I am absolutely thrilled to say that, what's he called? He's an illusionist. He's a magician. He's very much a showbiz personality. It's Derren Brown on the phone. Hello, Derren.
Hello, Clinton. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you. It's lovely to speak to you. Now, I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with you.
Oh?
You have phoned up because you don't believe that I am a proper spiritualist, psychic, clairvoyant medium. Is that correct?
Well, I think I do take issue with a lot of what you're purporting to be.
Yeah.
Just because having, from experience, been able to unravel a lot of the mechanics of how men like you operate.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me to believe your authenticity, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, but I find it slightly ambiguous, your ability.
Let me tell you, I have trained in the University of the Third Eye, Massachusetts.
I've not heard of that.
Well,
I've been around quite a while. University of the what?
Excuse me, something. But can I just say, you've not been in the same fields that I have. With all due respect, you are a conjurer. You're a magician, an illusionist. That's not what I do. It's not the same thing.
Well,
with all due respect.
And again, I disagree. I mean, for example, if the wonderful James Randi was able to spend some time with you, he probably would agree that one could take offence at any number of the definitions that you've just thrown at
me
there.
Just for anyone who's... I'm still speaking, actually. Just for anyone who's listening, who's wondering who James Randi is, he's famous as someone who wanted to debunk what I do and the skills that I have, and he offered £1 million, is that right?
That's exactly what I'm prepared to do with you.
Hold on. Darren Brown is offering £1 million if I can prove that I have psychic ability.
Absolutely, exactly that. £1 million what, sterling.
Here and now?
Here and now.
What do I have to... All right. Okay.
I need you.
Yeah.
Clinton Baptiste.
Yeah.
To tell me...
Yeah.
What colour of shirt I'm wearing.
Well, for £1 million...
£1 million.
Is it a blue shirt?
It's not a blue shirt.
Light blue. It's a light blue shirt.
No, it's not light blue.
All right, hold on. It's more of a turquoisey. When I say blue, turquoise.
No, it's not even turquoise.
Green. It's a green, a sort of bluey green.
No.
Green?
No.
Light green.
No, it's green. Not green.
It's a light green.
Light green.
Yellow.
No, it's not light green. No, it's not red? Yellow either. No.
What are we down to now? About 750,000, if I get this right. Yellow.
No, it's not yellow, I'm afraid.
All right. For 500,000... It's white.
It's £1 million. I'm not going to do a deal with you.
All right, OK. Scrap that. Start again. Fingers crossed.
Take your time. I mean, perhaps you just need a little bit more time to gather your thoughts. But just don't rush.
Purple.
No, it's not purple.
No, I didn't. No, I was just speaking aloud then. I didn't mean that one.
It's not purple.
Orange. Sort of orangey. Is it orangey?
I'm afraid it's not.
Orangey. Orangey. I didn't say orange. Orangey.
Orangey. What's that?
Well, it's sort of
Mandarin?
Ready.
Mandarin?
Eh?
What?
Yeah, Mandarin. What? Mandarin.
No, it's not that. It's not tangerine, was what I meant to say. You slightly threw
me. Black.
Sorry.
Brown.
It's not black.
Grey. Spotty. Stripy.
Just a spotty.
Eh? What?
Spotty.
Spotty? Is it spotty with different spots on it?
No, I'm not.
Lines? Checks? Corduroy?
Not corduroy.
Right, OK.
No. I'm afraid you're... You know, you can understand why one would feel a little bit...
Yeah, I do understand. Well, I've gone through all the fucking colours.
I'm so disappointed because
I
really want you to get it right.
Yeah, so do you?
I can gift you £1 million sterling for getting
it. Yeah, OK, that's
simple
great.
Simple question... As a psychic or clairvoyant, and what was the other one you said you are?
Clairvoyant medium. Anyway, listen, the point is I've named every fucking colour there is. So what colour is it?
I'm not wearing a shirt.
Well, you can f*** off!
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Clinton Baptiste, with another Midnight Hour Spirit Talk. Joining me in the studio tonight, in this very late hour, I'm joined by James Forsyth, who is James Forsyth, who is an expert in Scottish mythology. And once again, we're joined by our very own Ramon.
Hello, Clinton.
Just doing the introduction. Who is an expert in, well, the paranormal, and particularly tonight on the issue of Caledonia, Scotland. It's me. Caledonia, land of spirits and legend. If I can open with you, James Forsyth.
Forsyth.
I do beg you that. What I've done, I've tried to...
Got to get the names right, Clinton.
I've tried to set these
You're
guys
the host.
Up with, still speaking, with a lovely single malt Scottish whiskey for our Scottish
friends.
Thank
you very much. Like Glenmorangie there.
Don't know if anyone wants...
The singing water, eh, James?
The singing water. Yeah, let's begin with that. What is it, a land of ghosts? Is it a land of legend? Or is it just a means of selling books and having a tourist?
Really, come on, Clinton. Let's be honest here. If you've been to Scotland, I know you have.
Yes.
And you go across that border, all right, James, you go across the border and it says, "Welcome to Scotland. Hello there. How you getting on in that?" And it's got that sort of thing. If you've ever seen that movie, The Fog, where the fisherman comes through the fog and that, with the chains and all that on him. It's quite terrifying, but there's something about it. And the more you got into the hills, there's this sort of magnetism and it pulls you down. It roots you to the surface. It grounds you and you know you're back in a place you were maybe born into hundreds of years before. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think there's something in that because every Scots person will say whenever they come home, they feel a strong lineage back to where they came from.
Christ. Now, Ramon, what were you going to say? You've got a story from...
Well, there's so many.
Yeah, up there in Scotland.
I'm just plucking one out of the ether, I guess. There's the Brodie Castle story. It's experienced a number of sightings over the centuries. There's a blue sitting room and there's a phantom uniformed soldier. I love that there's a soldier comes in. There's something quite kind of strong about that. And the soldier comes in, he sits down, just a wee apparition of a guy in a kilt, very Scottish. And what happens is you might shit yourself.
James, tell me, You're a doctor of Scottish mythology.
I am a professor of parapsychology.
Right. And just tell me, where do you actually practice?
I am a fully qualified professor of parapsychology.
From which?
The Edinburgh University. I am also the managing director of Scottish Hauntings.
Right. Now, this is the bit that interests me.
Oh, you mean the thistle grave robbers eat as much as you like dinners?
Yes. You're basically... You're a promoter, aren't you? You're not really...
No, in order for me to carry out my research, I have to gauge ordinary people's responses to actually scary experiences.
Right, and which other people do you take... I mean, this is ringing the bell. Is this... this is your agent, isn't it?
No.
Look, it's... I just don't like that term, agent. Why do you have to... And what's the problem if they turns around, phones out and says... Ramon, are you working next Wednesday night?
Okay, right. James, you're less a doctor of mythology. You're more a promoter and his agent, aren't you?
With all due respect, Clinton, you're just picking up on what's visible.
Yes.
Visible.
Well, you basically invited your agent here. I did ask you to bring somebody who was an academic.
He's not my agent. He's a friend and erstwhile psychic.
Who else do you deal with?
Michael Flatley.
What's Michael Flatley got to do with the paranormal?
It's the same mythological activity.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You look after Wagner, don't you, as well? Even from The X Factor. What have you got to do with...
Listen, you. I passed on James's details to you in good faith.
Listen to me. I'm trying to have a proper discussion here. And I tell you, come down here. Bring the Scottish Mafia down here. Come down. Yes, you do.
Don't you dare say that to me.
Oh, it's Scotland this, Scotland that. You brought your
Scottish
bloody agent
mafia.
Down here.
Here we go again. We're coming down. We've come down very respectfully to share our experiences. You've not even asked us what ones we've seen or what ones experiences...
Right, you tell me what experiences you've seen when you're not being pissed out your head.
You've got the balls of a squirrel, you Clinton Baptiste. You spend the night in a pissing rain in a derelict castle up there somewhere in the middle of the middle of nowhere in Scotland, and you spend the night there with one of the night vision goggly things, and I'll tell you, you'll shite yourself.
Oh, well, let me tell you, in England we've got some ghosts.
We had a Siamese twin ghost up there.
Oh, would you?
A Siamese twin ghost.
Aye.
Kettering.
The arthropod.
I'm remembering Kettering.
Ketamine. About Kettering.
Oh, my God. There were two really tall Siamese twins. They were very tall, and they would frighten people.
Were they tall as well?
And famously, they went up to Scotland and scared the shit out of everyone up there. Never seen anything like it.
Well, funny. No, that one.
Yeah, well, down in Dorset, right? There was a bloody skeleton there, and it was scaring people in Dorset, in England.
The Dorset skeleton.
Yes, and it scared people, and it chased people. And you can say about a skeleton appearing next to someone's bed in Scotland, but I tell you what, in England we've got the lot.
The Duntoker tall man. He was a massive guy. Yeah. The Duntoker tall man. I don't know what height. He must have been at least 5'11".
Not as scary as in Kent, in England. We had a very, very big giant.
Cheers, everyone.
Yeah. Happy
days.
Who would scare people.
Could you tell me how tall was your Kent giant?
Seven metres high.
They're very tall in Kent.
Of the wicker bitch of Largs.
Go on.
You won't have heard of her. She's made entirely out of wicker. You'd be terrified.
Right. Okay. Cornwall, in England.
No, listen to me. Come north of the border with your Sassenach ghosties. We've got some big bastards that'll take yous out. Anytime you like, son.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't lower myself to getting into that geographical xenophobic.
Oh, but you do.
Clack
you?
Wank. It's a load of shite, but wait a minute. You do whine a bit, don't you?
Well, the English.
Well, it's a sort of whiny sound you make.
Oh, that's nice.
But somebody revving a 2cc motorbike.
Chip on your shoulder.
Mythical. You'll know that when you want to get out of the big city, don't it? Everybody wants to get out of the big city and want to get up the road and get up to Scotland and get in the fields and get on the hotels and that. You can't wait to get up there and get a hospitality and a Scottish breakfast. I never knew the food should be so tasty. You can't wait to get up the road and get a bit of the hospitality and have a wee look at the Orkneys and see the hospitality and the smiling face. We've got 9% of the population and 40% of the landmass. Not like you crowded into your wee queues with your wee unhappy and miserable and all that. Howling at the wind. Let's go to Scotland because it's nicer up there.
You big Scottish prick. If you don't like it, bugger off.
Well, phone a taxi, which we invented. We'll get a train, no doubt, with some engineering skill in that. We'll cross a bridge, shall we not, that we built. We'll do as much for medicine as any man has ever done in the history of mankind. You're just a big, smelly scree of keek.
Yeah, you
That's
are.
That's you. You're one of the wee shites in the flare and tons of funny colour.
Look at this bloke, he's pissed out of his head.
All.
I can't understand a single word he's saying, your agent. Yeah, you shut up.
Oh, how dare you? Yeah, oily, lank, snotty-nosed, big, dirty-faced, English, snotty-wee, dribbly shite.
Oh, that's right,
you're a snotty-wee, dribbly-wee, two-faced, decrepit, talentless.
Okay. Right, well, that was a lot of fun. Thank you very much. They've drunk me booze, two jocks, and brand in the pocket.
Just some of them peanuts.
Right,
I've got any one of these.
On that note, good night.
Good night.
Hello?
Hello, Ramon.
Oh, no.
It's me. It's Clinton. Look, I just...
Hello, Clinton.
I just wanted to apologise about the discussion the other night.
Well, you're very good at that, aren't you?
I'm sorry. I got a bit carried away. I mean, I don't know, I got a bit competitive. England, Scotland. We're better than that, my old friend, aren't we? We're better than that.
I agree. I absolutely wholeheartedly agree. I think it's just getting out of hand. It's every single time we talk,
right,
there's something.
I know. I'm sorry. So I just want to offer up my hand to shake yours.
Well, I'll offer you my fist.
Well, I don't want to go that far just yet.
A fist bump.
Oh,
COVID.
Right.
Fist bump, dirty bad sprout.
Oh, well, no, sorry. Okay.
Honestly.
Fist bump.
Elbows
right, okay.
And that.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that, you know, yeah, there's a lot that's, well, you know, fascinating about Scotland. I wasn't being rude, you know.
Well, there's a lot about Scotland. It's a very mythical country. And
yes.
my mother, she was... Oh, she was full of these Scottish myths and...
Yeah, mythed out of her head, your mum, as usual.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, no, nothing to do. I play on words about your mum. Mythed, like she's
drunk. Oh, we're starting that, aren't we? All right.
Oh, come on.
That's a bit rich coming for you, because I know a few things about your mother.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
Listen, your mother wasn't averse to a wee swally most night. She'd be first up at the bar near your house... In Bolton, wouldn't she? She was a slut. It's
how
on the past now. She was a slut. She was known as Bolt on Baptiste. She had that much cock to her.
How dare your f***ing mum in the pub? They called her Fruity Machine Nelly. Where's old Fruity? Where's Fruity? Fuck 50p in a slot. You'd hit the jackpot.
Don't give me that. Your mother was just a big blonde dunce with an inheritance. All she had to her f***ing name was adultery, halitosis, and a ribbed cervix. She was a whore.
How
a battered
dare.
Old whore.
Your mum, she was the definition of a pub pastime. Your mum, she darts, pool. Oh, shove it, me. Your mum, she'd be on the snooker table, kissing the pink and leaving white on the cushion. That's your mum.
Shove Hapney, that's too much for your ma.
Oh,
your ma was a cheery old soul round the pub, wasn't she? Fuck, blues singers would come round and give you the lyrics. She was an old cow.
Away
you go.
Christ. How dare your mum was the definition of a public bar, because the public bar in her from 3 o'clock to bloody closing time. That was your mum.
That's right, your ma in the bog, I'm the bog, there she was. George Lucas got inspiration for Chewbacca, that was the state of your ma's fanny. She looked like Chewbacca's face.
Jesus Christ!
You know that, when people make love, it's ooh la la, oh la la, she was... What was that noise Chewbacca made? That was her in the bogs getting pumped stuck. They had to replace the cistern about 50 times when your ma was about...
Oh,
I don't know a woman that got banned for a bar for breaking a toilet seat that many times because she was getting pumps of hard on it.
How dare. Your woman was like R2-D2. She's about the same size and her head swirled round 360 degrees. Short ass.
Oh,
listen, your mum, she'd do virtually anything in the pub for a Bacardi and Coke, and you know it. Well known. Oh, is that old Mother Tamine in the back room again? Surely not. Chuck it back in the Ruth, have you smashed my mug? Oh, bloody hell. Ruth, come in here, please. You smashed my mug?
No.
Have you dropped it? You can tell me.
It was a ghost.
No, it wasn't a ghost, Ruth.
I saw it.
No, you've dropped it. You just be honest, have you dropped it?
It threw it.
No, it wasn't a ghost, just like it wasn't a ghost who deleted my recording of Line of Duty. Neither was it a ghost who ate all the McVitie's boasters, nor was it a ghost who owes the bloody council for parking in that loading bay. And nor, come to think of it, was it a ghost who, when Linda Pollock phoned up asking if she'd left her glasses in my office, referred to her on the phone as Linda's bollock. So, no, it wasn't a ghost. And I think, I'm sorry, my love, I don't think you can work her anymore. This is getting too much.
Where can I go?
I don't know. You're going to have to get a job somewhere else. I'm sorry. That's the way it is.
Where?
Well, I don't know. You'll have to set yourself... You know, I tell you what. Actually, I've got a good idea. I do know someone who is crying out for an assistant, just like you. You. You're perfect for him. I want you to phone him. Don't take no for an answer, all right? Get your phone out. Take this number down. Now, his name is Ramon Tamin. Yeah, that's right, my friend Ramon. Do not take no for an answer. He does need some help and he'll argue against it, but you must be persistent. Right, write this number down. It's 07976125.
Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast Series 4 was written by Alex Lowe with contributions from Lewis McLeod and the cast. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Clinton Baptiste is on tour this autumn all over the country in his show Stratospheric. For details, go to clintonbaptiste.com/live. This podcast was produced by Andy Hughes for 1129 Media. Clinton Baptiste appears courtesy of Goodnight Vienna Productions. Fading now. Spirits, fading now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.